This is Dakota Datebook for October 16th. When 21-year-old Berthe Kaepernick talked her way into the bronc riding event at the Cheyenne Frontier Days in 1904, she became the first woman to compete against men at one of the big rodeos. By 1916, more than 20 women were competing in bronc riding, calf roping, steer wrestling, and even bull riding. One of those cowgirls was North Dakota native Rose Smith. Rose was famous for riding bucking horses. During a single rodeo at Madison Square Garden in New York City, she earned $960. That would be worth over $18,000 today. Although she was constantly on the move following the rodeo circuit, Rose was technically still a Bismarck girl. Her mother's home was her permanent address. On this date in 1924, the Bismarck Tribune told readers about the local girl who made good in her unconventional career. She began her rodeo career in 1917 and competed in prestigious rodeos like the Calgary Stampede. She gained fame by riding Cross Gray, a bronc known to have injured many cowboys. Rose was one of the few competitors able to stay on him and win the money. Rose suffered her share of injuries. She spent weeks in the hospital after the horse she was riding tripped and fell on her. Doctors told her she could never ride again. But the lure of the rodeo was too great, and she was soon back in the saddle. Not content with riding broncs, Rose learned a new skill and gained fame as a trick rider. Opportunities for women to compete in rodeos began to decline during the Great Depression. Many cowboys resented losing to women. One historian noted the attitude became, "We're in a depression, and we don't need it rubbed in our faces that women are better than men." The Girls' Rodeo Association was formed in 1938 to give women a chance to keep competing. It became the Women's Professional Rodeo Association in 1981. Events now include barrel racing and roping, but not rough stock events. Today, there are two women who regularly compete against the men in rough stock events. One is a bronc rider, the other is a bull rider. They carry on in the spirit of the early cowgirls like Rose Smith, who broke new ground for women. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.